Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Shaletta has the day off. She'll be back next Saturday between noon and 3. Lindsey Brown is here. Steve Thompson in early because we have the Twins and Phillies coming up today. Our lineup card begins at 4:30, first pitch after 5 o'clock. And the one thing we haven't done is check the weather in Philly to see, you know, what we're looking at weather-wise today. And I don't think it's going to be a problem. 79 degrees, southeast winds at 7. Showers likely, however, tonight in Philadelphia, but no lightning. So as we move through the day, we could see rain in the Philly area tonight. But once again, if there's no lightning and they get it underway, they'll probably play through if there is a little light rain in Philadelphia this evening. It is 2:08. I want to get you up to date on what's going on in the major leagues. The Twins are out there. They've got two to go in the regular season. But intrigue atop the American League Central Division. You have a tie right now between the Cleveland Guardians and the Detroit Tigers. They're both 86 and 74 in a dead heat, tied for the lead. Now, they played earlier in the week. Cleveland won the first two to grab a one-game lead going into the final game of the series, and the Tigers came back and won it to square it all up. Both got beat on Friday night, so they are still tied with two to go. Great drama. And the Tigers and the Red Sox will get started here in about an hour. And then the Guardians play the Rangers at home tonight. So by the time that one gets started, they could be well on their way to a final. It could even be a final at Fenway before the Guardians get started at home tonight. So quite a bit of drama there. And as we check the standings around the major leagues right now, Toronto and New York, they are tied with two to play. Seattle, they have obviously clinched the division. How about that Cal Raleigh story? How good is that?
What, getting the ball back?
Well, just his year.
Sure.
And, you know, I really didn't know a lot about Cal Raleigh until All-Star Weekend or the All-Star Game. And the home run derby on a Monday night, and the game on Tuesday. This is a fantastic, almost Cinderella story for Cal Raleigh. It's pretty cool. And then hits number 60 and how he got the ball back. That's pretty amazing.
Yeah. Well, it seemed like a pretty fair trade, right? Kid gives the ball back, and then he gets a signed bat, and then I think he gets to go watch batting practice at some point.
Yeah, he gets to hang out.
Could have gotten more, right? I feel like the negotiations were short. They should have went longer.
Yeah, and I remember seeing the story that they weren't able to identify the guy that gave the kid the ball, and then eventually the kid and dad went down and met Cal Raleigh and got the bat and got all this other stuff. And I was on Thursday night, and we talked about it. Chris Tubbs was in, and we kicked this story around. And at the moment, they hadn't identified that guy. And someone who called into the show, and he didn't go on the air, he just called in and said, I have a feeling the guy that gave up the ball didn't know what he had there.
Mm.
That he probably could have parlayed that into some real money. And then, of course, the kid gets the ball and is just like, hey, Dad, look, well, I get to meet Cal Raleigh and get a signed bat
right.
and all of that. And,
he doesn't even appreciate it. He doesn't even have student loans breathing down his back, Steve. he doesn't know what he had.
Well, and the thing is that he's probably not far, because I remember all that pandemonium around the Barry Bonds home run balls and McCovey Cove and, you know, all of these sorts of things, that there's just a lot of people that want to get their hands on that and maximize the dollars. So at least there's some purity to this story, if you will.
Mm-hmm. Some goodwill.
A kid got it, and a kid got a bat out of the deal and got to meet Cal Raleigh and gets to go BP. And who knows? They might be, you know, become buddies.
Yeah. Might be a mascot. Who knows?
Yeah. Who knows? But it still is a heartwarming story, because I was fully expecting the guy who got it, you know, put it on eBay and got $8 billion. This way, you know, Cal Raleigh got the ball. It might eventually end up in Cooperstown. So I think it's kind of a happy ending.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how you feel about it. You feel like the kid should have got more, right?
Well, the dad didn't do right by the kid. We got to hold out for a little bit more.
Yeah, the dad should have said, son,
right.
I know a good attorney.
Yeah.
And,
you know, bat boy openings in the next couple of summers, right? They might be looking for a job or so. Maybe we can call that favor in after we graduate. Maybe it's a long-term play.
Yeah, and here's the thing, is that the one thing they do is when you do get a ball, they want to authenticate it. And I know all the major league parks have authenticators, because there's so much counterfeit merchandise, where if someone was at the ballpark, you know, back in the day, could have said, yeah, this is the ball that Cal Raleigh hit, and, you know, you can have it for $150 here on, you know, eBay or Craigslist or whatever platform.
Mm-hmm.
So they have gone, you know, with all of that game use stuff. I know they authenticate that on the fly.
That's just, that business to me is just gross. I mean, there's a lot of gross businesses in this world, but I just the peddling of the signed memorabilia just seems like something we made up and said was special, and a bunch of people are in on the joke. Like, the adults that you see pushing kids out of the way, right? Wasn't there a story the prior week? I forget which Major League Baseball team it was, but some woman went up and yelled at a kid and took the ball away from him. I think it was like home runner or foul ball. She's like, I want it. And so, like, as great as the story is this week, last week we had the shoe on the other foot.
Yeah. Yeah. I agree. I think we saw it at the U.S. Open tennis.
Yeah. Yeah.
You
that
know,
too.
The signing, and that guy kind of elbowed his way in, and
right, if there's a kid with a backwards hat where they've gotten 15 signatures on it and you see that they wear it, like, I'm all for making sure it exists for those kids. But it's these people that make their living on it. It seems gross to me.
Well, I remember when the teams used to stay next door. It used to be called the Grand Hotel, next door to CCO Radio downtown. And a lot of the teams would stay there. And it could be MLB, it would be NBA teams. I don't think the NFL teams ever stayed there, but it was mostly NBA and MLB teams. And they used to set up the old velvet rope outside, so it was kind of like, that was like autograph seekers. You got to stay in that little pen,
mm-hmm.
so you can't be all over the sidewalk and block the sidewalk and hassle people. You got to stay back there. Most of them were adults that had, like, all sorts of gear there.
Right.
And to me, that just seemed like, really?
What are we doing?
Yeah. If it's a kid, you know,
right.
during BP or during warm-ups, hey, you know, LeBron, can you, you know, sign my hat or sign my jersey? That's cool. I mean, that's great. When it's the adults, and the, you know, that's what they do to
that's all
pay
they
the
do
bills.
Yep.
Yeah.
Go start a YouTube channel, weirdo.
Yeah. Create your own content.
Right. Go start a podcast. Go make something.
Yeah.
And then sell it. Sell it like your soul.
Yeah. The guy was identified, apparently. The man was identified as Glenn Muddy Driscoll.
It would be a Glenn.
Yeah, so a guy named Glenn turned it over, and then the kid went and got, he was quoted by MLB.com. The whole thing was surreal. It just was happening so fast. And like standing there with it, I was just looking down at a kid, and he deserves it more than me.
Yeah, just a split second of goodness, right? That's all we need in the world.
Me. It's like, compared to Philly's Karen.
It was Philly, wasn't it? Yeah.
I mean, it was. Yeah.
Oh, she just got her hair cut this week, too. You know it.
This guy is like the opposite of Philly's Karen.
Yeah.
And if you're not familiar, it was home run ball into the bleachers, fair game. Guy comes over, scoops it up. Totally fair. All the replay angles show, totally fair. Phillies Karen never got her hand on the ball. This guy made the move down the aisle, grabbed the ball. I've seen it 100 times if I haven't seen it 1,000 times. And then we've all seen the video. Phillies Karen comes over, reads the guy the riot act. This guy is just like, all right, kid, I don't need to deal with this.
Yeah.
I don't want to do anything stupid. Here's the ball. Please get away.
Please leave me be.
So... this guy at the Mariners game is the opposite of Philly's Karen. Can we all agree on that?
He's the Santa Claus that the Philly fans were throwing rocks at in the 80s. I think it's the same spirit.
Yeah. So, Mariners Glenn, Bravo.
Glenn. Never met a bad Glenn, have you?
No, come to think of it, I haven't.
Yeah.
But... those are the opposite ends of the home run ball spectrum right there. Don't be Phillies Karen. And, you know, on some level, I feel bad on how off the rails it's gone for her, because it has. I mean, this is not quite Steve Bartman category. And if you're not familiar with the Bartman story, he was the guy that allegedly cost the Cubs a chance.
Great 30 for 30. It was on the other night. I watched the whole thing.
Yeah. You know, just an amazing story. Wrong place, wrong time. To a T.
Right. He made a mistake. There was pure intention behind that woman. If you're going to act dumb in a public place, you are going to get doxxed. That's just the world we live in. We found that out about the weird CEO out west, and he blamed everyone for having an affair. And we see it with people that make online comments that are inappropriate. We see it with people that are just minding their own business and look like a suspect in some crime. Like, it's not a good thing, but I'm not shocked. And if you're going to treat people like that in public, I'm like, you know what? That's what you're going to act. You kind of deserve it. Again, the karma.
Well, in the whole concert thing, that to me is, if they just would have kept doing what they were doing, no one would have paid attention.
Yep.
Because how many of those types of videos show up on big screens in a concert? Even people that knew the people maybe wouldn't have even noticed. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
That if they just would have played it off like, hey, we're doing our thing, we're enjoying the show, and they drew attention to themselves.
Yep.
And it just goes to show there are cameras everywhere.
Mm-hmm.
That surveillance you better mind
state.
Your manners.
Yes, exactly.
Don't be Phillies Karen. Don't be those two people, those people cheating at the Oasis concert. Because that's... I mean,
it was at Coldplay. Oasis, that would make more sense. That would make a lot of sense.
Oh, who was the band?
It was a Coldplay concert.
Coldplay.
Yeah.
All right. Coldplay, Oasis, same.
Oh. I was going to say, there's no couples at the Oasis. There's only middle-aged men.
Yeah, okay. So Coldplay, though. You're at Coldplay.
Yep.
You just go about your business. No one would have thought it.
If you would have kept your hands to yourself in the first place, we wouldn't have this issue.
Well, and they were cheating.
They were cheating.
They were cheating, and yeah, they got caught.
They deserve it.
And I guarantee you there's going to be a country record or two that comes out of that whole thing.
Oh, God. For sure.
Yeah.
For sure.
It's somewhere in Nashville it's being written.
Taylor
right
Swift's
now.
Next album is going to feature the exact situation.
Careful now.
Yeah, the Swifties. I don't want to have them come
any,
after.
You can't
I
take
come
any
in
shots.
Peace.
Easy.
I liked our song when it first came out. Our song was a scam screen.
Do you
want to
just
okay?
Do you want to just put your email out there for everybody?
Right? Should I dox myself, Steve?
Yeah, right.
I just volunteer it at this point.
Taylor Swift. That's off limits. 2:21 here on a Saturday at News Talk 830 WCCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Quick update on the Ryder Cup. Europe leads 2, all square in the other two afternoon matches. Europe up 8.5 to 3.5. So Europe well on their way. Singles matches tomorrow at Bethpage Black, Bethpage State Park on Long Island in New York. And the Europeans need just 14 points to retain the cup. So you do the math. They win a couple today. They'll only need 3.5 points out of the singles matches tomorrow to take the cup back to Europe. So things not looking good for the Americans at the moment. We'll run down the college football scores coming up here a little bit later on. Matthew Leach will join us. He covers the Twins for MLB.com. And he did a deep dive on what the Twins rotation could look like next year. And it could be a bright spot. I know this season has been anything but that, but the Twins fans will quickly turn the page for 2026, and we'll do that with Matthew following the weather here at 2:30 here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Lindsey Brown is our producer each and every Saturday. By the way, Shaletta is off. She'll be back next weekend between noon and 3. I'll return, of course, next Saturday at 3 o'clock. We'll have Tech Talk and then College Football Final. We'll have a full show with scores and game reports from all around the area, and that is next Saturday. Speaking of Tech Talk, Doug is standing by. He'll join us following the news and weather at 3. Lindsey Brown, you went to the Renaissance Festival.
Yes.
We want to review. What did you think? What did you like? It sounds like you had a good time.
You know what, Steve? I think I might have found my people, honestly. And I was talking to you about this off air before, and there's this thing that happens to every athlete, whether you're done in high school, college, pros. When the abyss happens, there's a deep depression. And mine's lasted probably a few years longer than I would like, but when you lose such a big piece of your life and yourself and your focus, it's kind of hard to figure out who you are. And I've realized more so lately how few hobbies I have. Like when I'm not working or doing something intentional, like I'm kind of just wasting my time consuming, being on TV, on TikTok,
outside of sport.
Yeah, I mean, Steve, I'm not gonna lie. I've really let that one die because I've been consuming sports my whole life. It's what I used to try to become closer to my dad's. Like it became my job, the whole thing.
Yeah.
I find that it really doesn't interest me that much. Like when it's on, I'm like, oh, this is interesting. But in terms of like, does this matter? Does this intrigue me? I don't feel that pull. So I'm like, well, instead of forcing it, maybe this is an invitation to explore something else, like the Renaissance Festival. And I have never met a more free bunch of people than I have at the Renaissance Festival last week. It is a miracle, Steve, that I did not walk out with some sort of blade or pointy thing. There's lots of options. Like, how amazing is it that in this world that somebody could have a hobby where they like to make swords, and there's so many other people that share that same kind of imagination that they can make those and then use that to support themselves. Like, there's all these stores, there's all these little things you can invest in your outfit, your character, your persona. That's what we're going to start doing. We're not just going to rush and purchase, you know, a wand or a walking staff, but I'm going to put some thought into this. I'm feeling more Assassin's Creed vibes for myself. I'm not an elf ears person, I've discovered. It's just not my thing. But I just think that there's true value in spaces that allow people to be what they want and to explore that imagination, that inner child. Like, I honestly think the world would be a better place if everybody spent a weekend at the Renaissance Festival.
Yeah, and I have heard that over and over again. They like the escape, you know, the other time, people kind of having fun. I've heard it's kind of like Halloween comes early,
yes,
if you will. And people dig Halloween, I think, for all of those reasons.
Mm-hmm.
And why Halloween gets bigger and bigger and bigger and more popular every year, it seems.
Well, and the thing about Halloween, too, is that's also a commercialized event, right? There's a lot of people making money off of Halloween.
Money.
There's a lot of characters. You got licensing, all of that stuff.
Candy.
Exactly. At the Renaissance Festival, it just seems not people weren't buying their costumes at Spirit Halloween. They were piecing this together over years or making it themselves. And that's a rule that I've always had for costume parties. I don't want to buy it out of a bag. I want to go to the thrift store. I want to put this together to make this as human of a costume as I can. And so I just think there's a different level of dedication to that escape. And it's also not rooted in violence either, which is really like we can have little duels and stuff like that, but for the most part the bit is just existing around people that are also in on the bit.
All right, did you have a turkey leg?
I did not have a turkey leg. I have no patience for lines, and the turkey leg line was obscenely long.
Yeah.
We didn't really spend that much money.
Kind of like the donut line at the fair.
Yes, but at State Fair, that place exists to do business. We're going to get you the product as quick as we possibly can. Renaissance Fest, you're going to spend some time in line, but it's kind of about smelling the roses and going to the fairy garden, so it's okay.
Yeah. Did you step in any mud?
Thank goodness. We went there on probably the most perfect day ever because it was a day after it rained, but not a whole lot. So there wasn't dust getting kicked up. I've been told that can be a problem, but there wasn't a lot of mud. We were prepared. We wore our hiking boots and everything. We had ankle support, which you do need because you're walking around terrain out there.
Well, in my experience with the Ren Fest a number of years ago, really muddy. And it was funny, Care 11 was doing a bid on the final weekend of the Renaissance Festival. And they had some folks, you know, sitting on a wooden bench, and there were people roaming about and some in costume, etc. But it was a bench, like, right by this gigantic mud puddle, like, almost guarding the mud puddle. And it's kind of like, yeah, that looks familiar. I just know the last time I was there, it was, like, really muddy.
I could see how it could get problematic, and it's great. It's very accessible. There's plenty of people of all differing abilities and in their costumes having a great time. But it, just like the state fair this year, I got lucky on the weather the day I went, and I wish I was going this weekend. But yeah, don't be afraid of trying things that might have been like, that's nerdy, that's weird, that's lame. Just go do it and see how it makes you feel. Like, and don't care about what other people are doing. Just go see what happens. You might run into your people, Steve.
Yeah, and weather is spectacular for that or anything. And the weather was great for the state fair this year.
Facts.
Yeah, just absolutely amazing. This year, and great for the final weekend of the Renaissance Festival. 2:32, 28 minutes in front of 3. Matthew Leach covers the Twins for MLB.com. He'll join us around the corner. We'll have another Ryder Cup update from Bethpage Black before 3. Tech Talk with Doug. Twins and Phillies. Our lineup card begins at 4:30 here on News Talk. 830-WCCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Twins and Phillies coming up. Lineup card at 4:30 today. It is the second to last game of the year for the Twins. Phillies advance to the postseason. And we'll of course, talk more Twins coming up in a bit. Scheduled to be joined by Matthew Leach, who covers the Twins for MLB.com. Let's get you up to date on some college football scores. It is a final Huntington Bank Stadium. Minnesota rallies to beat Rutgers today, 31-28. The Gophers were down 21-14 at the half, outscored Rutgers 10-0 in the third, and then both teams scored touchdowns in the fourth. Minnesota rallies to win it, 31-28. They were down 28-24 in the fourth. Drake Lindsey had 3 touchdowns to lead the Gophers today. 31 of 41, 324 yards and 3 touchdowns for the Gopher starting quarterback today. They're now 1-0 in the Big Ten, 3-1 overall. Rutgers falls to 3-2, 0-2 in the Big Ten. 2 other games underway in the league. USC leading at Illinois, 32-31. That game late in the fourth. Just underway in the first, Indiana at number 11, an early lead at Iowa. Coming up later on, number 1 Ohio State in Seattle to play Washington. UCLA in the Chicago suburbs to play Northwestern. And then tonight, number 6 Oregon visits number 3 Penn State. That is the NBC game tonight. Regional games underway, including the MIAC, the Northern Sun, the WIAC, and the UMAC, and we'll try and squeeze in some scores before get to the Twins game here at 4:30 today. Let's check some other scores in the top 25 right now on this Saturday afternoon. Late in the fourth, Wake Forest leading number 16 Georgia Tech, 23-20. It is number 18 Vanderbilt all over Utah State in Nashville, 48-21. That game early in the fourth. Let's see if we have any finals. From Friday, we do. Virginia beat number 8 Florida State, 46-38. And it was Arizona State upsetting number 24 TCU in Tempe, 27-24. Earlier, number 22 Notre Dame rolled over Arkansas, 56-13, the Irish 2-2, and all the other action coming up in the top 25 a little bit later on. And one just kicking off, and that is Auburn at Texas A&M. They're playing that one in College Station. That once again, A&M ranked number 9, Auburn on ranked. So you're kind of caught up on college football at the moment. Let's take a quick break. We'll come right back. Here on News Talk, 830-WCCO. Steve Thompson, Lindsey Brown. Shaletta has a day off. She is back next Saturday between noon and 3. Tech Talk with Doug following the news at 3. We'll go outdoors with Steve Carney after the news and weather at 4. We'll do a rundown of all the college football scores ahead of the Twins and the Phillies. The Lynx on the brink. We opened the show with the Cheryl Reeve. as mad as I've ever seen a coach, gets the heave-ho. Nafisa Collier injured after the ball was stolen away. She goes down hard. Could be an ankle. I still haven't heard anything about Fee and if she will be available to go tomorrow night in Game 4. Once again, the Lynx and the Mercury tomorrow night from the Valley of the Sun at 7 o'clock. Meanwhile, Las Vegas and Indiana, they'll play tomorrow at 2. The A's is up 2-1 in that series. And then Lynx, they need a win to come back home and play a Game 5 on Tuesday night at Target Center. Will Fee be available? And will the Lynx be able to calm themselves and focus on the business at hand tomorrow night? We'll see.
Well, especially in that first half, Steve, what happens if the refs still aren't giving you calls, right? Like, what if
they're getting beat up?
Right, and they're taking it, and the buckets aren't falling. Because sometimes you go in, and you go to the gauntlet, and you pay the price, and guess what? You hit the bucket, right? That's what they're paid the big bucks to do, or at least we hope that they get bigger bucks than what they have right now, but that's for the CBA negotiations. But if you're not getting those calls, it just mounts and mounts and mounts, and then becomes a different challenge for Coach Reeve and trying to keep her players focused, because she's kind of given ground considering how things ended in the last game. Like, are you the one that's supposed to be keeping everybody centrally focused and emotionally regulated? Well, then it's like, well, is it Courtney Williams, right? Is it somebody else on that roster? Because if Fee doesn't go, who's the heartbeat of this team, and or who's the calming voice? And I sent an article to you, Steve, that I think it was in the Star Tribune that talked about Cheryl Reeve's relationship with Courtney Williams and just how they're both brutally honest to one another. And that's been the source of a lot of their success for this team, and how well new players have gelled with this roster, because they made some big decisions last year. And so the question I have is, say Fee, the soft tissue, everything's okay. It's a pull, it's a strain, something like that. That would be best case scenario. Do you play her? Like, do you go out there and risk it? Because we're talking about a championship, but we've seen plenty of players, namely more recently in the NBA playoffs. I'm talking Jason Tatum and Tyrese Halliburton, where they go out there and they try for their team because it's that time of the year, and they end up with catastrophic injuries.
Yeah, and I just think that, you know, her decision on that, if she's
it's her body,
willing to go out there. And they had success without her. And I still think they are capable of beating Phoenix and forcing a Game 5. And ultimately, I think Fee will have a lot of say in that. Like, hey, I'm good to go. I can give the team some minutes out there. But a lot came out of that. And I think the article is fascinating. And I think it just goes to show how important it is for coaches and how they manage individual players and personalities, that it really can't be a one-size-fits-all. That was really my takeaway. That Cheryl Reeve, or any coach for that matter, may deal with certain players in different ways, and how they manage and get the most out of them, especially at the professional level.
Well, and at different moments of your career, too, I think the article was talking a little bit how Courtney, she's been on a few different teams in recent seasons, a little bit of a journey woman, but when she came to Minnesota, they asked her to switch positions. They asked her to say, hey, we're going to put you at the point guard position instead of where you've been playing, which is the more a shooting guard position. Now, those are two different jobs, and not everybody is always open to that type of change, but I think it speaks to Courtney's maturity as a player to say, like, hey, this is a coach who's obviously very well thought of, very well decorated. She believes something in me, even though I haven't shown it to myself, and finding a way to get a different level of play from Courtney out, but then what the team needs from Courtney as well. There's that balancing act. Is it better for the player? Is it better for the team? Is it better for the team as a whole? Is it better for Fee? Like, you're more of a therapist than anything else. At least that's what my college coach would tell me about her job position. I wouldn't leave her office without tears in my eyes. And I have a great relationship with her now. And a lot of those painful things that we went through, I think, allowed me to reach my best play. And that doesn't always mean that they're your favorite person either. And so it's going to be a tough test for Cheryl Reeve, especially if things don't start super well tomorrow. And it's going to be a very hostile building. We know that that's a hostile building, no matter what professional team is playing in it. But I don't think there's anybody I would trust more or that I think is more capable of figuring it out.
Yeah, and that, I think, is one of the reasons we all love sport, and either participating in or watching it is the response to adversity. Mm-hmm. And there is clearly adversity here. Game two went badly. They blew a big lead, 20 points. I think there was a lot of blame to go around in game two, and I think that's fair. And then in game three, super frustrating. A lot of bad things happened at the end of the game. Coach ejected. Best player injured on a controversial play. And I think if you slow it down, I think it was a steal, then a collision.
Yep.
I don't think it was a particularly dirty play. You know, she wasn't getting undercut or anything like that, coming down with a rebound or, you know, getting undercut after a jump shot. I mean, it was just a basketball play in the heat of the moment.
But hurt is hurt, and she's the all-star who's been on the IR this season, too. So you got to step in and have something to say.
So the response to the adversity is now. And I think another big event going on right now is the Ryder Cup. How is the United States going to respond? So far, not so good on Saturday afternoon. And if they aren't able to rally this afternoon, I think the Ryder Cup is a foregone conclusion. They're down in three of the four matches as they're now on the back nine on a Saturday afternoon. So what is Cheryl Reeve, is Fee able to go, and the other players on a deep and talented roster?
Mm-hmm.
And you and I talked about it, and I still think it is fair at this moment to point it out. Anything shy of the WNBA Finals is a major disappointment. You know, this team was poised and set up to win the title this year. Mm-hmm. And anything less than that has got to be, you know, a bitter outcome for this team.
Well, and that's where if even if Fee is like 50%, I got to think she leans and going. Because she hasn't won one yet. Cheryl has. Cheryl, she was around for those great glory years during the teens, right? We would have one more if L.A. didn't do what they did. We'd have even one more still after last year if Kathy wasn't wearing that damn outfit. Kathy! You're on the list, but it just adds to that pressure. And this league, I think what we've seen from the Aces in the last few years is going to become rarer and rarer as we see more players moving from team to team, and more talent coming in as we've seen the last couple of rookie classes. Not everybody stays on the roster that gets drafted. It's one of the crazy things about this league, but the ones that have made serious impacts on just not the league, but sports in general.
We have all the news, all the weather coming up here at 3 o'clock here at News Talk, A3O WCCO. Tech Talk, Doug Swinehart standing by. We'll talk computers, hardware, software, whatever, if you're having problems. We'll do that. Steve Carney will take us outdoors. Summer weather continues. I have a feeling he's one of the guys not real happy about this mild, dry weather right now. Not good for hunting, and certainly not good to turn on the fall bite, but we'll get the very latest from Steve Carney at about 4:10. Then we'll talk college football, and we do want to circle back around that. Gophers rally today. It didn't look good early. They were down 14 donut at home to Rutgers, and Ethan Kaliamakis, the quarterback who left here and went to Rutgers, and the new guy, Drake Lindsey, had a monster day today.
Great name.
Kaliamakis, 21-34, 249 yards, two touchdowns and a pick. Drake Lindsey, 31-41, 324 yards, three touchdowns. More importantly, no picks in the game today. I think one of the concerns for the Golden Gophers going forward, 35 yards on the ground today. They do get the win over Rutgers. They are 3-1 overall, 1-0 in the Big Ten. So coming out of the bye week, they get the victory. But down 14 donut, and it could have been 17. Rutgers driving on their opening drive, I had to settle for a field goal try. That was blocked. And as it turned out, that three-pointer turned out to be pretty big at the end of the game. Funny how extra points and three-pointers end up being huge in a football game. And then, of course, tomorrow morning, bright and early, Vikes Steelers from Dublin, a first-ever game in Dublin Iron, and the Vikings will be the first to ever play two games in a row across the pond. They'll be in London a week from tomorrow to play the Browns. And the Browns have a tough task this week. They're in Detroit to play the Lions. That'll be a real interesting game this weekend in the NFL. That Browns defense lights out. They certainly shut down Green Bay, and now they go into Ford Field and take on the Lions. And the Lions coming off that huge win over the Baltimore Ravens. And there's one other game I wanted to bring up, Lindsay, real quickly on the NFL schedule before we go to the news and tech talk. And that is a battle of teams. You got Kansas City and Baltimore, 1-2,
ooh,
going into their 3-25 game. One of those teams is going to be 1-3 in the first month of the NFL season. And you could have made a case, even though Kansas City, I think, has fallen off. They got blown out in the Super Bowl. Those teams could have been in the AFC Championship game again this season. One of them will be 1-3.
Yeah, and they'll have a great week of sports radio for their reward. Yeah, and so I'm gonna take the Ravens because Selena Gomez is getting married this weekend. So distractions.
It's just, so you're saying that Andy Reid and John Harbaugh could be on the or
no,
Andy
I'm not gonna
Reid
say
or
that.
John Harbaugh could be on the hot.
No
seat.
Hot seat. I just think that again, it's gonna be a great week for sports radio in both of those respective cities.
All right, we got to run. News and weather coming up here on CCO.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.